We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I like that. That's kind of upbeat, man. That's what we need. Everything going on in our next guest. One of my good friends, Eric Reed, the voice of the Miami Heat. And, man, basketball has been good, even up where Eric Reed lives. FAU, along with the Canes, men and women, all going to the Sweet 16. How about that for South Florida, Eric?
Absolutely love it, Joe. And thanks for leading with that. I mean, you know, I can remember 35 years ago when the Heat was just beginning, you know, as an expansion team. You know what this area was like with basketball. The U had dropped basketball for a long period of time, right, and was just bringing it back with Coach Bill Foster. They were playing at the James L. Knight Center. Right. I mean, theater style seating for college basketball. I remember coming down with Providence College in 1986 and doing a game from the James L. Knight Center. And FAU, Joe, I live 2 minutes from the campus. I have watched big name coach after big name coach come in there and not have success, and to see one of my neighbors, Dusty May, you know, come up with five straight winning seasons and now taking that program to unprecedented heights. You know, it really reminds me a little bit of the run that I got to witness in 87 when I was the radio voice at Providence, and, you know, that shocking trip to that Final Four with Rick Pitino as a young and upcoming head coach and Billy Donovan back then as the point guard. So miracles happen. The greatest thing about that tournament is how much better it gets so quickly with each win. And I'm just so proud of both programs and both coaches and the players on all three of those teams. It's a really exciting time.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's something else exciting. Down the stretch we go, nine left. And I got to ask, I always think of you with all these 5-5 games that are played. 5 minutes left, all 5-point games that could go either way. It's got to be fun to call them. I don't ever leave a Heat basketball game because you don't know what it's going to look like in the last 5 minutes.
It's crazy, Joe. 39 games this year decided by five or less. 30 by four or less. Jeez. I mean, it's been close game after close game. I sort of predicted that early in the season that we're probably going to have a season like that. There's so much parity in the league. The Heat have been, you know, sort of in the middle of the conference and in the middle of the pack the whole season, yet you feel like there's more to them than we've seen just yet. And now, Joe, this great opportunity, you know, here you are, you're heading into game 74 of an 82 game season. And everything you sort of need and want right now is right there in front of you. And listen, Eric Spoelstra is the first one to say this season has not gone, you know, as well as Miami would have hoped, but you have a chance right now to do two things. One, catch either the Nets or the Knicks. I still think there's a better chance of catching Brooklyn. They've lost four in a row. You know, there's a game difference in the loss column. But remember, the Nets have already won the season series against Miami. They only play three times. Brooklyn 2-0 against Miami. So the Heat can't win that tiebreaker. But, you know, if they can win tonight and then beat Brooklyn on Saturday, Brooklyn still has to play Cleveland at home on Thursday. So there's still an opportunity there. But, Joe, the other opportunity is finish the season on an uptick heading into the playoffs, whether that's through the play-in or as the sixth seed. But this is going to be great NBA theater. These, you know, it's so cool, Joe, to play this many games and to know you're, at least to this point, your two biggest games of the season are coming right up. They're both at home, tonight against New York, Saturday night against Brooklyn. It's outstanding NBA theater coming up.
By the way, Julius Randle, I mean, had 43 against the Heat last time, including that last shot that I'm sure you've had a lot of time to think about. But also, he had 57 points the other night. And, I mean, he thinks he's a point guard the way he's knocking down, or shooting guard the way he's knocking down threes right now.
Joe, he's having a sensational year. I mean, they're running for one of those all-NBA teams. you know, I think even up until the middle of this season, he's sort of an enigmatic star in New York. He's an all-star, yet I felt like underappreciated, but he's having his best year. So is Jalen Brunson. And the two of them, with R.J. Barrett as a pretty talented third wheel, it's one of the best offensive teams I think Tom Thibodeau's ever had. You know, a little different on the defensive end. They just gave up 140 to Minnesota. But Thibodeau's done a terrific job. You know, I probably would put him second behind Mike Brown as Coach of the Year candidate this year. But they've been very good all year. And you know what, Joe? They're really good on the road. You know, at 22-14. And 42 wins for them. Do you understand how exciting that is for the people in New York?
Absolutely.
It's their best record in the last 10 seasons. And it's their best record since the last Knick team to win a playoff series. And that was 10 years ago. So they've been waiting a long time for a team like this with the Knicks. And we love it. Two collisions between these two teams in the next week, because Miami will be in New York on Wednesday. So listen, even though Miami is three games behind the Knicks, if they could win both games against New York, they would be even in the season series. And the next tiebreaker is division winner, which right. Miami would have the upper hand. So even though they're closer to the Nets, they got the Knicks twice and maybe a better path to try to pass them. But listen, it all boils down to tonight. And you know, all hands on deck. It should, you know, if you want to get ready for the playoffs, you watch a game like tonight, it's going to feel like the playoffs.
Well, no question about it. Hey, the other one is Kyle Lowry coming off the bench, and his production has been really good. I've been really impressed the way he's accepted his role right now. I guess communication and respect for Spo and all the things taking place. You think this continues? Or do you see him back in the starting rotation here soon?
I think at some point, Joe, he's going to be back in the starting lineup. That's just a feeling. Spo has talked about this ramp up right now. You know, the first game he came back after missing 15 in a row with that sore left knee, Joe, Spo played him 36 minutes at Orlando. Ever since then, you know, by bringing him off the bench, he can control those minutes better. In the Detroit game, he brought him in real late in the first quarter. But you know what was so great about the way the Heat coaching staff managed Kyle's minutes in that game? He played the whole fourth quarter, and the Heat needed it. They were down by 7 going into the fourth quarter at Detroit, and Lowry was really good in the final quarter. So he's playing in his four games back. He's getting 9 points, 4.5 assists, but shooting 60% from the field, making great on-court decisions. He's a coach on the floor. And, you know, I know people were disappointed in the way he played this year. I think what you got to understand is he was playing hurt most of this year. When he's healthy and on the court, it is so obvious that the Heat are a better team. And what makes them, gives them a chance to be a good to hopefully very good team in the playoffs is when you have two veteran winners with such high IQs and guys that put winning first in Jimmy and in Kyle. And of course, Bam is just a younger version of that, of a guy that puts winning before everything else. So, you know, going into the season, you know, that mentality, that kind of leadership is what you were excited about. And that's the kind of leadership that Miami's getting right now, and that they're going to really need over these last 9 games.
Eric, not to pick out just one guy in all these comebacks late, and guys, a guy that's been hitting a lot of big shots, but Tyler Hero is not afraid to take him, and when I'm watching you on TV, his confidence absolutely splatters all over the camera, man. I mean, this guy knocking down shots is ridiculous right now.
It's probably, Joe, the thing that makes him the most special. It's his most special quality. Listen, he's so good off the dribble, getting to spots on the floor that he wants to get. He's got great range. Incredible confidence. You know what he reminds me of, Joe? An NFL cornerback. You just keep forgetting
right.
the last
That's
play, right?
Right?
You,
yes.
And I remember Rick Pitino saying this, you know, 40 years ago when I was with him at Providence. You know, he would say, great shooters have no fear of missing their next shot. But think about it. When you're taking threes, it's the most taken shot in the game right now. It's probably the, you know, of all the things fans watch, I mean, the ball's in the air forever. Everybody's watching it. And, man, when you're missing them, you can feel the pressure and the tension ratcheting up. And, you know, it's hard to go 1-for-7 and 1-for-8 and feel confident, you know, with the game on the line to take that shot. But he's got that in his DNA. He doesn't care if he missed 7 of his 8 shots prior. If he's open, he's going to take it. And he's a really, really good late game clutch player. So that's the best thing about Tyler Hero. It's helping the Heat win games, and it's setting him apart, you know, as a young ascending player.
So I got to switch over before I let you go. You know that other topic, that number 12. And
wait a second. Before we get to that guy, who told you like a month ago who the Dolphin backup quarterback should be? Who told you, Joe? You're very proud.
No, you're right. I did one better.
Who told you to bring that kid back home?
Hey, the funny part is, after I talked to you, I went, I got to get Mike White on the show. So I literally got him on the show because of you. And I was glad I did, because he was like, yeah, man, I really like to play for the Miami Dolphins. And come to find out, the bigger fan than you and me was Mike McDaniel. Liked him before. So, yeah.
Interesting. Well, I think you guys did really well with that. And now the team that I've been watching all these years, we not only need a starting quarterback, we need a backup quarterback. So I don't know what's, you know, this holding pattern and this game of chicken between the Packers and Jets will end at some point.
Yes.
But I'm not sure when, and I don't know who is sure, to be honest with you.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just like these last 9 games with the Miami Heat starting tonight with the Knicks. And, Eric, always appreciate you coming on, man. And you take care of yourself.
Joe, my pleasure. I love the schedule this week because the Heat go Wednesday and Saturday, and we can watch FAU Thursday night and the Canes on Friday night and just bask in this March madness.
Yeah, it's great. Right here in South Florida, man. Good stuff. Eric, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.